Do you love a good time travel plot with a twist? This movie's for you. Does that sound better?
Did you prepare? I feel like you prepared.
I didn't. Wait, can we just take a second to say thank you so much to everyone and anyone who has given us a listen, a like, a comment, a follow.
Yes, we're rated on Apple. What?
Like, I have no words for that. Except for that, I have no words.
Yeah, like I didn't even like submit or like, hey guys, where are we ranked? It just like sent us a little gift.
We're over here like, what's this? What?
I was like, is this real? Like, is this spam? Like, what's going on? It was real. It's real.
So, I mean, is this the part where it goes to my head and then I start snatching the wigs of all the numbers in front of us to get to number one?
Oh, yeah. My ego is very inflated right now.
No, I think both you and I, like, I had no expectations of this whatsoever. And I'm just doing this for fun. So yeah. The fact that, like, there's any kind of that is, like, bizarre and amazing and beautiful and...
Yeah. Wow. I was like, God, if we could just get, like, the fees that we pay to, like, publish this, basically. If we could just get those paid for one day, that'd be dope. But yeah. Now I feel like we can maybe get paid one day or, like, do this, you know?
I might start using DoorDash. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Thank you to everybody. We love you.
We're obsessed with you.
Yeah. Hopefully this one doesn't let you down.
Spoiler alert. It won't.
Let's talk about what we're going to talk about.
Let's talk about what we're going to talk about. And when we're going to talk about it and how we're going to talk about it.
While we talk about it.
Yeah.
This is our new segment called Let's Talk About It.
Let's talk about it. So this week, we will be discussing the film Palm Springs.
Yes.
Cool. Love it. And we're also going to talk about, I mean, what's happening this week.
Yeah, with us, most importantly, obviously. And then also in the entertainment biz.
Yeah, what's going on in Hollywood? They're always up to something out there.
How are you feeling?
I don't know. I feel like I'm still really exhausted, but it's just like I'm always on the go. So it's like, doesn't matter. Like I feel like I'm going to be lifelong exhausted, to be honest.
I hear you. Yeah.
I'm a functioning exhausted person.
Oh my God, that's like, are we addicted to exhaustion? Is that a thing?
Yeah. We're like 50% exhausted and 50% anxious. And whenever one drops, the other one increases.
Yeah. Or like when I'm not anxious, I'm like, oh, I must be tired. Maybe I'm just relaxed. I love the picture of you on the beach. I think it was just in Ricky's story. I don't know if you saw it.
I don't know if I saw it either.
He took like a bottle of tequila to the beach. He's like, remember that bitch that took a bottle of tequila to do shots on the beach and then passed out? And you had your shot glass in your hand still.
Yeah.
Like still saving the drink like a champion.
I was literally like, I literally laid my head down for like 10 seconds. And in those 10 seconds, he took that picture.
It was perfect. That's
so hard. What a monster.
I've been there. I've done that. I've been that bitch too. Like I for sure done that. And it was just. Oh, it was great.
I don't know if I want to touch alcohol for like the next 2 months.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted.
Oh my God, I bet. But tell me everything about your engagement.
I'm engaged. I have a fiance.
Oh my God, you guys.
Yes. I never have to feel weird about saying the word boyfriend again.
Yeah, I saw you said man friend. And I feel like that. Because it's not a boy, but also man friend seems like not official, right?
Yeah. I mean, I got that saying from the Sex and the City, the movie.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where he's like, you can't call me your boyfriend anymore. And then she says man friend.
Yeah.
But basically, we just, we had so much fun. And then the last night that we were there, we were doing a beach bonfire. And we got there at like, close to 10. So we were there for like a few hours, you know, just drinking, talking around the fire, doing s'mores, just reminiscing on the trip. And then...
Did he seem off at all? Like, did he seem different?
No. And usually I am very good at like ruining surprises. That's just like my thing. And I had zero idea. When I tell you zero, I mean maybe even negative 50. I had no idea. And I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go to bed. I'm ready to like pack up my stuff when we get to the place. Like I still did pack all my, for some reason I brought like 24 shirts for a 6-day trip.
A girl needs options, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Outfit changes. So I start to start without telling anyone. I'm like folding my towel up, giving everyone the signal, like I'm ready to go.
He's probably like, oh fuck.
Yes. And like the only light we have is from the fire is already dying down. So the fire is not lighting anything around us. And then we have like the moonlight. So, I mean, it's hard to see on the beach, but he's like, he points to the ground. He's like, what is that? Is like this black figure in the sand. And I'm like, I don't know. It's probably a rock. And I'm like literally about to kick it. And then I'm like, wait, that looks too like perfectly shaped to be a rock. So I pull out my flashlight and I'm like, it's a little box. And I was like, oh my God, someone dropped their shit on the beach and I'm about to come up on it. And I don't know what it is, but I'm about to pawn it. And I pick it up and Ricky tries to take it from me. And I'm like, no, this is mine. I found it. No, it's mine. And then he like really takes it away from me and is on his knee. And I'm like, oh my God, what's happening right now?
Oh my God.
It still did not hit me until I saw like all of our friends with their phones out recording. And I was like, I'm still honestly still shook.
Wow.
I know.
Did he say like sweet things or was he just like to the point?
He had a whole little speech planned out.
Yeah.
But he didn't get to do it because I mean, I ruined it.
You're so excited about making money.
So, I mean, he just asked me and I was like, oh, I mean, of course, duh. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know.
Did you get emotional? So did you like?
Yes. Yeah. I was like so surprised that like I could feel tears coming, but I was just so surprised that I didn't cry.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It was a feeling I've never felt before because I'm never surprised ever.
Right. Wow. Good for him.
I know.
I'm so proud. Oh, I'm so happy for you guys.
How has your week been? How have you been?
It's been okay. I'm pretty sure I developed a peanut allergy.
No.
At nighttime, I'd lay in my bed and I'd break out in full body hives. And I realized before bed, I'd have my little treats and either have a Reese's or I'd have honey roasted peanuts. Those are like my two treats that I save for myself when my daughter isn't around. And I'm pretty sure it was that because I've stopped eating anything with peanuts and the hives have gone away. I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm sending you my positive energy and love.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll see.
Oh,
anyway,
no.
That's me. That's been my week. So,
oh man.
I took the other end of the stick while you had the time of your life.
Let's switch roles.
No, it's okay. I'm going to be great.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I have a few things to talk about.
Okay.
So, this last weekend, A Quiet Place 2 came out.
Oh, that's right.
Have you ever seen it?
No.
Okay, so I'm not going to say too much about it other than it's so good. It like rivals the first movie, which was next level already as is.
Wow.
And the numbers that it did this holiday weekend shows you that movies are ready to come back full force.
Yes.
I think it made 57 million this weekend with Monday included. And the results are roughly in line of what the movie was projected to make prior to the pandemic.
Wow. Wow.
So a year ago, the numbers are right there.
I feel like people are dying to get back. Well, like we always need entertainment. We will always need it. It's one of those necessary things and people will spend their money on survival and entertainment first. Because I think it's part of surviving, you know, like we need it. People that were talking about it like, oh, I wonder if it's going to come back or like, is entertainment going to die? You know, like, no, like, of course not. We need it. And I'm so glad that that was proven this weekend with that, you know.
So, so good. Mm-hmm. Highly recommend.
John Krasinski said, I think it was on Some Good News. Do you remember Some Good News at the beginning?
Yes, his YouTube.
Oh, so brilliant. But I think he said at some point he like realized that he wasn't going to be in the movie. So he had to like write a part that he could be in because he was jealous that he didn't get to be in.
Also this week, Friends Reunion.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, I've only seen half of it, but what I did see, I'm like fiending to watch more.
Yeah, it's incredible. I feel like I'm tearing up right now just thinking about it.
Have you ever seen Paddington 2?
No. But you can tell the sad news.
You know, I literally always see Paddington 2 like referenced on Twitter as if it's like a gold mine movie. And I'm like, am I missing something? Or is this like, is this like an ongoing Twitter joke?
No, I thought so too, but it's been the highest rated movie on Rotten Tomatoes since it came out. And then somebody, which I feel like now, like they're just approving the wrong people. Because now some critics are going in and like rating movies like Paddington 2 lower just to fuck with the numbers.
Are you talking about Eddie Harrison?
Is that who it is?
That's who it is.
Well, there you go. I didn't even want to know, but now we know.
You know what? Let's not name drop. No longer 100%. It's now tied 99%, right?
Yeah, I think
something like that.
Yeah, I think it was a perfect score for however many years it's been.
God, I honestly don't even know what a Paddington is. It's like a stuffed bear.
Oh man, I just know the cartoon, which is adorable and very relaxing. It's a very relaxing cartoon, which is rare. We usually watch it during nap time. She'll relax and watch Paddington. Because he's just a little bear and he talks and he has little problems and he has marmalade sandwiches. And that's like the whole tone and the volume and everything.
I just got really relaxed for 5 seconds.
Yeah, right?
Okay, also, trailers came out this week. So we saw a new trailer for Jungle Cruise.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I mean, like, I want to be into it, but I just can't. Like, the only reason I'm going to watch it is for Emily Blunt.
Yeah, and Jack Whitehall. Do you know Jack Whitehall?
No.
He's so gorgeous and really funny. And he has a show on Netflix with his dad called Travels with My Father, and it's hilarious. But he's in it, too. He's usually, I think him and Emily Blunt are close because he's been in the last couple movies with her when he came.
Emily Blunt is about to have a summer.
God, it looks terrible.
I'm going to watch it, though.
I'm going to watch it, too. Let's review it. But it's going to
get good. Down on it, but we're going to criticize it.
Yeah.
We're going to hate every minute of it. I'm just kidding. What if we love it?
Great. Great. I hope
what if we're like obsessed?
I hope I'm so wrong. Like, I hope it's a great movie just because I love everyone in it, but like, it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
The ride is bad. Why would the movie be good?
I don't know how you feel about scary movies. Yeah. I mean, you know, I love them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Escape Room 2, Tournament of Champions, the trailer came out. So I love the first movie because I love escape rooms and I love horror movies. The second one is anyone who survived an escape room, because these escape rooms essentially kill you.
Oh.
If you've survived them, they bring you back into a Tournament of Champions.
Oh, shit.
So this one stars the two people that survived in the first movie. So
how
I kind of
survive by getting out?
Yeah, they actually escaping.
How do you die though?
Like there will be things in the room that kill you.
Oh shit.
Yeah. I guess what I like about the trailer is the fact that they're bringing, you know, the same two people back.
Yeah.
I like sequels that just don't have like brand new casts, and then it just feels like a B movie where it's like
new. Yeah, it's not even a sequel at that point.
It's just going to be on like a sci-fi original movie, you know. Like I can't.
No.
And the last trailer that came out this week that I was excited for was M. Night Shyamalan's Old.
Oh my God. I watched that trailer so many times and I can't decide if I'm excited for it or if I'm going to just mind fuck myself. If I mind fuck myself over dinosaurs, I can imagine what I'm going to do with this movie. But
see, his movies are always so hit or miss.
I know. I know.
I mean, it definitely looks interesting, no?
It looks interesting. I think I'd see it. I think I would, maybe.
I'm not going to hold you to that.
Okay. I'm not going to hold myself either, but I'm just going to toss it out there. Maybe.
I'm definitely going to be watching it, but with like, my guard's going to be up.
Yeah. Once he does you dirty a couple times, you're like.
Yeah, I have trust issues at this point.
Well, I feel like he has such a reputation of like a twist at the end. It's like a Shyamalan
ending. And sometimes they're a little too ambitious.
Right. I feel like he's trying to live up to that without just doing
every time.
His thing. Yeah. Do you think this is a make or break for him? Do you think if this is another iffy movie, like he'll still have his reputation or no?
I think he'll definitely still have his reputation.
Really?
I mean, did you watch Split?
No.
Oh, I loved Split.
Oh, no, I did with the guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
James McAvoy?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I didn't watch the sequel, Blast, but that came out 2 years ago.
When did Split come out? That was his last one that we...
2017.
Oh, God, that feels like at least a decade ago, doesn't it?
I'm screaming because that's when I graduated college, and it literally feels so long ago.
So long ago. Okay, what else is going on?
I don't know. Did you ever watch Sex and the City?
No.
Okay, we won't even touch on that topic then.
I'm just kidding. I've seen every episode at least 100 times.
You're kidding.
I could probably recite every episode with Aiden because those are my favorite.
I'm screaming because your reply was like so good. I was like, oh, fuck, never mind.
I don't know if you knew this, but like I was almost an Oscar-winning actress, so.
I see it. I see it now. So the revival, the news just came out that Big will be in it. Yeah, because when it was first announced.
So they're doing an episodic revival? Is that what's happening?
So, I mean, it's kind of like a brand new, like, series, almost.
Like a new show, but same characters?
Yeah. So you know that Samantha's not going to be in it.
Right. Oh, well.
Yeah. And they're adding 3 new series regulars that are all going to be women of color.
Oh, great.
We love that.
What about Charlotte? Is she coming?
Yeah, all the other 3 girls will be there.
Okay.
And then I think, because I know they announced Sarah Ramirez as one of the characters. She's going to be, I don't know if you know Sarah Ramirez. She was in the show Grey's Anatomy.
Okay.
She played, Callie, I think her name was.
Oh, yeah. That's who I was thinking of. Okay, great.
Yeah. She's playing a character, Shay Diaz. She's going to be a non-binary queer stand-up comedian who hosts a podcast. Hi. Okay. That Carrie frequently joins.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay.
John Corbett.
It's like the same people, but like in this day and age.
Yes. Basically. It's going to be modern. Very modern.
Okay. Oh, okay. That sounds good.
We're here. I think I'm here for it, for sure.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, but they're bringing back John Corbett, aka Aiden. He's going to be back. So why is he back, but Big is back? I don't want to see any more marriage drama.
Oh my God. I can't get on board with Big. I want to so bad. I want to so bad.
I think I'm the same.
But, oh my God. Fuck the fajitas. It's Aiden. Like, come on. Are you serious?
Why do they keep trying to shove Big down our throat?
Honestly, like, ugh. And I feel like he can't pull off like reformed douchebag very well. Like he just is.
Yeah. He just has money.
Ugh.
Are we ready for her to leave Big for good?
Yes.
You know what? I'm an engaged woman, so I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can jump on that train. Marriage is sacred, okay? Yeah. Marriage is sacred. They need to go to counseling and figure it out.
Are you ready for Palm Springs?
Yeah, I'm ready for Palm Springs. Are you ready for Palm Springs?
That's truly the question of the evening is, am I ready for any of this?
Really? Wait, let's get philosophical. Are any of us really ready for any of this?
Oh.
Listeners, are you ready for this?
Are you ready? This is about to blow your mind. Burr, 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 burr. We're so good at that, by the way.
Yeah. Years of practice.
Mm-hmm. Palm Springs. This is actually the second time I've seen this movie. And it was so nice to go back and see it.
I can see that.
Yeah, I think like what I remembered from the first one was like, I was really overthinking the plot line. I remembered like dinosaurs, which is like a 3-second moment. Like, I remembered the wrong things, kind of. I think I was just overthinking, like, okay, this is about a time loop. How does a time loop work? Why are there dinosaurs? And then, like, I watched it again. I'm like, oh, because they're on shrooms. Like, that's what it's yeah. Has nothing to do with the time loop premise that we're in. So I'm really glad I got to rewatch it.
I'm glad I could be with you to experience that.
Yes, yeah, same.
Your second viewing. Sometimes that's all you need is a good second viewing.
It's true. And I usually don't double dip. I usually just watch a movie and move on. So I'm afraid that like now I have to, because what if I do that with every movie? What if I'm missing the entire plot line of every movie?
Oh,
I'm second guessing my entire life. Just FYI.
You're like, what if it's not just movies?
Right. What if I'm remembering everything wrong? What if we all are? You want to hear something super tragic? This is on theme too. I was like super in love with this guy for like 10, 11 years. We met when I was 17 and he walked up to me one day, like the first day we met, and was like, we're going to get married one day. And I was like, yeah, I know. Like it was just that instant thing. Okay. Ultimately we break up. He gets married to somebody else. And during the pandemic, randomly found these emails that we used to send back and forth to each other. And I realized that like, I was absolutely the asshole. There's an email where he told me that his mom had emphysema and I didn't respond for 3 days. And when I did respond, I was like, hey, sorry, super busy. What a bitch. Like, what was I doing? I mean, I was like 18, but still, like, it explained everything. I was like, oh my God, like, no, I ruined it. I thought he was the jerk that left me. No, I definitely fucked that up big time.
What's up, self-realization?
Yeah, it's rough though. That's
okay, but honestly, who was not an asshole at 18 years old?
I guess, but geez. Fuck. The fact that I remembered it being like he was the jerk who left me, you know, like I would have put my life savings on that. And then to realize like, oh, like of course he left me. I would have left me way before he left, you know?
So I actually have a surprise guest for this week's episode and it's him. He's here.
Anyhow, Palm Springs, you tell the people, I can't do it.
So if you don't know what Palm Springs is about, essentially we follow Niles, who's played by Andy Samberg, and Sarah, which is played by, is it Christine? Kristen? It's literally Christine without an E and it's bothering me.
I know.
That's how it's spelled. Kristen. Milioti, who plays Sarah, and these two are stuck in a time loop. They're both attending a wedding, which I mean, if I'm going to be on a time loop, I want to be attending a wedding or be
right, what like, a great day.
Topical. Yeah. So they're just two wedding guests and they just develop a budding romance while living the same day over and over again. Mm-hmm. And they have to try to figure a way to get out of it. Andy's character has been in it for much longer than Sarah's character.
Mm-hmm. Which I loved that reveal. I loved how they
Me too.
Did that. It wasn't like they entered together. It was like he had been there for, he doesn't even remember how long. Could be hundreds of years. We don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is kind of cool.
Love that. Yeah. I thought that was like a fresh take on the whole stuck in a time loop.
I agree. I feel like the whole movie was a fresh take for that reason. Like it was A, hilarious. It wasn't like tragic or scary or like desperate, you know, it was just like funny.
Right.
And it was still, even though they were like trying to get out, we were still enjoying that process too, you know?
Yeah.
I even wanted them to stay like at the end. Oh, this might be a spoiler. I'm going to put chimes in when there might be a spoiler. Okay.
I like that.
Okay. So here it comes. Did you hear it? That chime?
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the spoiler's coming.
You've been warned.
And Andy Samberg's character wants to stay in the loop possibly with Sarah because, you know, they love each other. And I was kind of down. I was like, you know what? Even if they do stay, like, that'd be cute. Like, I'm okay with either way, either possibility of this. They're either leaving or they're not. Like, I was still down for it.
Yeah, he was like, because he was like, I don't know about you, but my life is shitty out there outside right. this loop. He's like,
this happened
I'm
to
good
be a good
here.
Day, but
yeah,
which made sense. And I was like, oh yeah, like you didn't even think about their life outside of it. And what if he was in there forever and his dog had died or something? You know what I mean? Or what if like all the people he loved died because it was so long, and he came out of the time loop and was like, oh, like that? Okay. There goes my life. Yeah.
Can we just talk about Andy Samberg for a second?
Oh, please do.
Because when he was on SNL, he was like the man of my dreams. I
same.
Love a good Jewish man.
Oh my God. Same. Preach. Preach into the choir.
Oh my God. So, I mean, I never watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I don't know what that show's. I mean, it's about cops, I think.
Yeah. I only watched the crossover with New Girl. And that was the only time I saw that cast do anything.
So that's been his thing lately. But other than that, I haven't seen him personally in a long time. So I was kind of excited to see him in this film. Do you know much about Kristen Milioti?
No. Inform me. Enlighten me, please.
Well, I don't know much about her either, but I do know a little bit about her IMDb page. Okay.
I do know a little bit about IMDb. Okay.
Yeah. So there's that. I guess we've seen her in Wolf of Wall Street. We've seen her in The Sopranos.
Right.
We've seen her on, she's done a lot of stage work, live acting. So that's, I mean, that's always kind of cool to see. And she was the mother in How I Met Your Mother, Icon. Did you ever watch that show?
Wow. Yes, I did.
I know. When I got really excited when I saw that.
I didn't connect those dots at all.
Yeah, me neither.
Wow.
IMDb. And she's also most recently on an HBO Max show that's called Made for Love, where they put like a, I've seen the trailer, like it just came out like a, maybe 2 months ago.
Okay.
And they put like a microchip in her brain. I've watched the trailer like two or three times. And each time I'm like, it just doesn't suck me in the way I need for a trailer to.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'll
sometimes
get to
a bad trailer though is a good movie. Sometimes a bad trailer is a good movie. Like they don't give away too much.
Is it a good, is it a good show though?
I don't know.
TBD. Yeah, probably. It probably is. Probably is. Okay, what are some standouts about this movie? What did you love about this movie?
I really liked how they portrayed the repeating day, like how they would die and or go to sleep and then wake up again. Like they didn't really overdo it. Like I feel like sometimes with these movies, they replay the same day too many times. We know. You can show me a shot of the alarm clock and I get it. Like I'm there with you. You don't have to walk me through the repeat. So that was really nice how it kind of repeated and how it wasn't perfectly the same.
Yeah.
Like it really changed depending on their choices. Like they could kind of alter some things in the day, even though it was the same day. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. I totally know what you mean because I don't know if you've ever seen Happy Death Day.
I loved Happy Death Day.
It was good, but I feel like they kept showing that day starting over with the hey, go shoddy. It's your birthday.
Right.
I was like, I can't hear that one more time. I know. Movie. So yeah, I really like did that. Love how this movie did, what you said, it definitely was a fresh little take.
What about you? What did you love?
I mentioned the fact that with the last few movies that we've seen, we've always been left like wondering what happened? What, give us that one more scene. And
I literally yelled at the TV. I was like, thank you. Like, that is how you do it. Take note, people. This is how you give me an ending. It's a
sound
payoff.
Of music.
It was 38 seconds, I think. I think I timed 38 seconds. Okay.
Yes.
That's all I need.
We don't even need a full minute. We don't even need 40 seconds.
You had to show me that they're good and I'm good. You paid me.
Yeah. Enough. Did you also see the mid-credits scene?
Oh, genius.
Loved it. Oh,
because that kind of meant that they went back in time when they went back to when they got out of the loop.
Yeah.
The wedding day that like was new again. Yeah.
I loved that.
Interesting. That's one of the things that I wanted to see a smidge more of. Like I get that that was a teaser, but if they make a sequel off of that, it will not be good. But I would like to see them explore that idea of like, where did they come out? When they left the loop, where did they come out from to?
But also, if both Niles and Sarah come out of the loop, will they even know that they met each other?
Well, yeah, they did because they were floating in the pool.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Oh, well, I guess physically they're strapped to each other, right? They went in together.
That's true. So they probably remember. Yeah, they remember everything probably.
Yeah.
And then,
but nobody else does. Like nobody else.
But just in Roy's world, hit Roy's timeline, they don't know each other.
Yeah, because it started that day. See? So
yeah,
I could have gone back before that day.
Yeah. Love that.
Do you see this mindfuckery, though? Like, this is what I was doing by myself the first time I watched it. And so that's why I only remember, like, oh, there were dinosaurs in there. Like, I was just, like, tripping. Because then I kept thinking.
Now I'm overthinking it.
See? And then, like, who else is on a time loop? I'm probably a part of somebody else's time loop. You know? I'm not going to sleep tonight. Just fuck myself. what else? You had something else that was really great about it being iconic.
This would probably be part of like my Oscar of the week. I adore Meredith Hagner. who plays Misty, Niles' girlfriend in the movie.
Oh, yeah. She was so good.
She is so funny. Have you ever seen Search Party on HBO?
No.
It used to be on TBS, but then they moved it to HBO Max. And she is so fucking funny in that show. She literally plays the same character. Man, in this movie, when she was like looking for her... Oh my God. Shit. 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 Oh my God. Shit. So all while like Andy Samberg is literally trying to masturbate. Right. She's like, shit. Shit. I can't find my grandma's ring. Shit. Oh my God. Shit. He's like, fuck. She is so funny.
She's so good.
I'm upset. I literally could watch, if the sequel was all about her character, I'd watch it. And I'd give it 5 stars. That's how much I love her.
Wow. Okay.
I know. There's also a scene where... I love
your notes, by the way. Your notes are so gorgeous. It's like bolded and bold-pointed. Oh,
yes.
I just wrote a review instead. And then I was like, oh, I should have done notes. Not whatever.
No, watch my notes in like a month.
Okay.
It's going to be like just handwritten paper being like, it was good.
A sticky note with a thumbs up. Like,
yeah. I'm just going to send you a thumbs up emoji and be like,
That's my review.
There's my notes.
Oh my God, I didn't rate it, but I'm going to right now.
I don't know what to rate it in, but...
I'm going to do dinosaurs.
I was going to say dinosaurs. It wasn't prehistoric. It was just historic.
Yes, crushed it. I'm excited for our viewers, to watch this movie and see the dinosaur scene and be like, these crazy people.
They're literally just going to be waiting to see dinosaurs.
Yes, like an epic dinosaur scene. They're like, for real? Is this what we waited the whole thing for?
Also, this movie wasn't like the other movies. I did kind of lose steam probably about 3/4 through the movie.
Yeah.
And paused it and was like, is this going to end soon? But it got better. It got a little bit better. It was better. The ending was good. I was just going to say, maybe like when she was doing her homework where she was like a student, astrophysics or
something like that.
biology. Something like that.
Yeah. Physics of sorts.
Yeah. I was like,
yeah, that could have been
quantum physics.
That's what it was. Good job.
Which, like, I feel like they do that. I mean, they definitely did that in Happy Death Day. Is that, I guess that's the thing. I don't know. I don't fucking know. I don't time travel.
You know, I just watched one of these movies for a film festival that I was judging for, and it was also a time loop movie, and it was really well done, but I feel like what was so, like, disappointing about it was that usually time loops represent like an internal time loop. Like, it wasn't actually a time loop. It was just somebody reliving the moment in their head, and we were in their head for it. Mm-hmm. And that's how it was. And I was just like, okay, like, who kills who? Who's guilty for what? You know? So at least there wasn't that part. Like, I love that it was physical and like real, not just in somebody's brain. That was nice.
Yeah.
We could have left out like Ron.
It's Roy.
Roy. Oh, so I was right.
Yeah.
Great. We could have done without his whole scene too. That was like a 15-minute scene that it just didn't need to be.
Yeah. That much. I could see that.
It sucks.
We get it.
Being in a time loop isn't ideal. We got it.
Right.
Other than that though, I there wasn't too much to complain about for me.
Yeah, I would agree.
Should we rate it?
Yeah, I'm ready. I have a number.
Okay.
It's a whole number.
Oh my gosh, me too. Okay, here we go.
1, 2, I give it 3.
Oh, I gave it a 4.
Ooh.
I did. I think just because it's refreshing, it's entertaining, and I feel like a lot of different people could watch this and enjoy it. It's a universal enjoyment factor. So I'll give it 4 out of 5 dinosaurs.
You said 4 out of 5?
Yes.
You know what? I'm going to bump it up to 3.5. I didn't want to be that girl that used the same number for last week, but I'm going to be that girl.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. I would say.
Okay. Every answer is correct. I used to hate when teachers say that. Like, just answer. Like, every answer is correct. You're like, no, it's not.
No, it's not. You're definitely judging us all separately. Yeah. And
you will use this against me for sure. I'll either be right or I'll be wrong, and you're going to use me as a lesson either way. So, no, yeah. I'm not going to fucking shout out whatever.
Sickos.
Ugh.
Okay, I also wrote, to sequel or not to sequel, I think it's safe to say that we both think it's a hard no.
It's a hard pass. Agreed.
Happy Death, they did it.
They did? I didn't even know they did a sequel.
Dude.
Ugh.
Entertaining? Slightly. Necessary? Absolutely not. Thank you so, 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 so much for listening to our second episode. Again, we had so much fun. This is so much fun. Mm-hmm. We do want to give you just a little rundown of all of the things we talked about and where you can watch them. So, I mean, starting with Palm Springs, you can watch it on Hulu.
You can see Demi Lovato's Dancing with the Devil documentary on YouTube. There's 6 episodes.
Quiet Place 2, the number one movie in the world, in theaters now.
The Friends Reunion, oh, you have to watch it, on HBO Max.
Paddington 2, the iconic film. you can't find it on a streaming service, but you can like purchase it wherever you know, purchase or download films, like YouTube or whatever.
Can you like Prime Video maybe?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, cool. Jungle Cruise in theaters, doesn't matter.
Escape Room 2, Tournament of Champions, will be in theaters soon.
Same with Old.
Love that. Mm-hmm. And Jack Whitehall, Travels with My Father, you can watch on Netflix.
It's super silly. You got to see it. Split, you can see, or you can purchase on Prime Video, etc.
Yeah. Glass, you can watch on Hulu if you have a Starz subscription, which is pretty cool.
Mm. Sex and the City and both movies, right? Are on HBO Max.
I think so, yeah. I'm going to go watch that right now.
Let's go and the,
yeah, and the reboot and Just Like That, which is filming soon, will be on HBO Max soon.
Oh, it's called And Just Like That?
Yeah.
Well, that's cute.
And Just Like That.
Yep. okay, we talked about Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and that's on Hulu.
And then Wolf of Wall Street is another one of those movies where you can find on like Prime Video or wherever you purchase download movies.
You gotta buy it. The Sopranos are on HBO Max. Have you ever seen that?
I haven't, but I'm actually really interested to maybe watch it because it's so iconic, I feel like.
Right. We should watch that later.
Okay. How I Met Your Mother is on Hulu.
And New Girl is on Netflix, of course.
Made for Love, HBO Max.
I think we should watch that one day too.
Yeah, me too.
Here, I'll do both of these. Happy Death Day and Happy Death Day 2. You can purchase anywhere you'd like. Prime, YouTube, wherever.
You name it. You buy it. And Search Party, you can watch on HBO Max.
Perfect. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you all so much. We'll see you next Friday.
Bye.
Bye.